Claims is Moses.
Hey Moses, this is Jamie. I have a policy or a claim number for you and the DSP on the other line.
Oh, okay. What's the claim number?
It's XC Orca 24-04305.
All right, appreciate it. So this is like a new claim.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Do you want me to go ahead and send them over?
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Just a moment. Right, thank you for holding. I have Moses on the line. He's going to be able to help you from here, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Moses. How you doing today?
Hi, Moses. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good, thanks. So let's see, this is a new claim. And you're calling from Swift Forward, right? Logistics.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this Danny or is it someone else calling?
I'm his manager, so I'm Dante Otero.
Oh, okay. Right, one second here. How do you spell his, your last name?
Otero.
Dang, that's my last name. Crazy.
Yeah, no, I was just talking to the other lady about it.
I thought you had said that, but I was like, nah, I can't be. There's barely any Oteros out there. All right, cool.
One of the rare ones.
Yeah. So let's see here. Insured driver was parked when claimant was attempting to park behind insured vehicle and ran into the lift gate. So someone ran into your vehicle,
Yes.
causing damage to the front bumper on the claimant's vehicle. Okay. So you guys were just parked. You guys weren't even moving. The
Yeah, we
Chevy.
weren't even, Yeah.
So you got a 2024 Chevy 4500. All right, cool.
Yes, sir.
And was anyone in the vehicle?
We had two guys in the vehicle. There was no injuries or anything. They were just, the
Okay.
other party was attempting to park behind them, so.
Yeah. And were they like in the back getting stuff out of it or getting packages or
No,
something, or were
they
they
were.
actually in the seats?
Yeah, they were both sitting in the cabin.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Let me see what this happened on 44 Grant Street. Pull that up real quick. Oh, so it's a neighborhood. All right. What kind of damages do you have on yours now?
No damage to our vehicle.
Oh, okay. So this is like a reporting only for you guys?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem at all. Well, that makes my job real easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many phone calls do you usually get a day like this?
Like this, they tell me there's no damage and they just want to report. Probably one a week, maybe one every 2 weeks. But
Oh, wow.
new claims, yeah, new claims. I'd say about on average. Sometimes it's on Mondays. Sometimes it's four new claims, and they taper off for the rest of the week, and down to like Friday, it'd be like one or two.
Oh,
But yeah.
wow.
So on average, we on busy weeks like this week, we might get four a day just because it was Prime Week last week and people are, they're real busy. So Amazon drivers get into a couple more accidents than usual, but Yeah, they might be a little busy. It just depends. Yeah.
Are you Puerto Rican?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents,
Oh,
they're from Puerto Rico. I was born in Massachusetts.
wow, there you go. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was born in Holyoke. You familiar with Holyoke?
I know the area, yeah.
Yeah, it's like just
I'm in
north of Springfield, I think.
yeah, I'm over here in Chelsea.
Yeah, I saw that. You guys are in Maryland, yeah. Or in Massachusetts, I'm sorry. But yeah, we moved to Florida when I was about 6 years old. So I really only know the area when I go visit my family. They still live in Holyoke. Like my sisters, my nephew. My brother lives in Springfield. One of my brothers, he lives in Springfield. I still have two sisters that live over there and a brother in Massachusetts.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yep.
got a
Yep.
couple
But we
cousins
moved away a
in.
long time ago. Huh?
Yeah, I got a couple cousins in Holyoke. Do you know anyone named Jose
Yeah.
Otero?
Well, my dad, my uncle, or my dad, my brother, one of my cousins in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of Jose's in my family.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty broad
Yeah.
name.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad's name
Jose.
too.
Yeah. So my dad's family is not really over there. It's my mom's family. Like my mom's kids are the one who lives there. Before she met my dad. They're the ones who live over there. And so there are really no Otero's that live there that we know of in Holyoke. That I know of anyway. From our
Oh
family
yeah, my
anyway.
cut. Do
But
you know anyone named Jamie Otero?
No. No, not Otero's. I don't know any Otero's in Holyoke. I don't even think in Massachusetts, to be honest with you.
Oh wow. All right.
Yeah. So our other family that are not Otero's, but like my aunt's kids, but she had to change her name to Valentine, and so they live like in Hudson or something like that.